Praise the Lord, everyone. We give God the glory for a blessed day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it and thank God, because he is a mighty God. We've been having technical difficulties. Pastor Dorothy, myself, whatever the attack is, today we bind up the forces of the enemy. Neither one of us could get on the system, but we're on now. And so we're going to give God the glory and praise him, because he is worthy to be praised. What a mighty God. Out of all his great and mighty acts, though he's already performed, we have to keep the faith to know, no matter what the opposition, no matter what, glory to God, the circumstance or situation, when God said a thing, glory to God, it shall come to pass. So we have to be in an attitude of gratitude and persevere in faith to know, glory to God, that whatever God says, it shall come to pass. We thank God for endurance power. So I just want to give God glory for another day he added into our life, and so, and for a marvelous, wonderful, phenomenal week. Glory to God in his presence through a revival, and praise God for the Lord and vessel of Apostle Ford. Glory to God from Fayetteville that we enjoyed in Columbia, South Carolina. And glory to the word to just keep coming over and over as we also pray on the prayer line for a mighty move of God to have that divine connection with the Lord so we can allow him to pour in us. And glory to God, and as he deposited in us, that we can pour back out, but we have to live a life accordingly. So it's going to take the power of prayer every day, aligning ourselves up with his word and adhering to what the word says, and not just be a hearer, but a doer. And I bless God because he's so wonderful. I thank God for you, people coming together, united in prayer to give God glory. I praise God. I'm telling you, I am so stirred and so fired, and I'm thanking God, glory to God, for those that are coming on in spite of the delay that we just had. But nevertheless, we're on. And I just want to just make this joyous noise concerning the power of God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he brought me from. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow to him. What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord. He is a mighty God. Glory to God. And I thank God, glory to God, because he is so wonderful. I tell you, glory to God, when we think of his goodness, and then we just look back over just not only just last year, year before, 10 years, 20 years ago, just yesterday or the day before, just this week or this past month, glory to God, we can't help but glorify him for what he's brought us through, brought us out, and blessing him for giving us life, health, and strength, and activity to live. May not be, glory to God, everything lining up where we desire, but it's so much yet to be grateful for. So I just want to give him glory and give him praise and thank him, glory to God, because if it had not been for him and what he's done and doing in us, oh, where would we be right about now? Some of us, glory to God, the world would have been taken over. Some would have been in a grave. Some would have been in a place that we would not even know our name and who we are at right about now. Even glory to God for just coasting along in life. But the God that we serve, I thank you for his protection and his shield. Nevertheless, praise God, we're moving forward. I just want to do what we normally do is praise God of sharing something out of Jesus calling devotional Bible. And it says, come to me, it's resting in him. Come to me just as you are. Let me enfold you in my compassion embrace. I know the depth and the breadth of your weariness. See you from the inside out. And right now with everything that's going on, and some of the saints or some of the believers are getting a little weary. They're getting a little tired. But glory to God, we got to get to a point that no matter what goes on, we got to keep casting those cares, casting those concerns, and know, glory to God, the God that we serve, Jesus, he sees all, he knows all, and he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So we got to be to a place, glory to God, nevertheless, whatever it is, I will yet bless you, I will yet praise you, but I have to be able to release them and cast those cares and those concerns back to the Lord in order to be able to be free. Because he said, whom the Son set free is free indeed, and we have to be in a place, stand fast, Stand fast in liberty where he set us free, not be entangled. When he brings us out, not to find ourselves entangled back, whether it's from bills or sickness or illness, however we call it, or whether it's from chaos or confusion in the family, in the ministry, or around us, or Navy, or neighbor, or somewhere global to God, we're dealing with some type of crisis. We got to make sure that we keep giving that to him and not let him just be a Christ of the crisis, but we got to be to a point where we let him be Lord. So there's times he will encourage us, even on this journey, to let us know you got to stay focused. Amen. Praise God. I see you from the inside out and as well from the outside in. Nothing about you escapes me, my attention, or my tender concern. I offer you rest, my child. But in order to receive it, you must stop for a time and simply wait with me. When you are physically tired, your mind easily succumbs to anxious thoughts. Then although your body needs rest, the anxiety drives you harder than ever. This is hurtful and discipline yourself to stop whatever you are doing and take time to fix your thoughts on me. I provide rest not only for your mind and body, but also for your soul. However, your body and soul cannot rest until your mind settles down. Take quiet, slow breath while you focus your attention on me. It can be helpful to say a simple prayer such as, Jesus, fill me with your peace. Since my peace surpasses all understanding, your mind will eventually relax in my presence. You can unburden yourself by making your request known. Making your request known. Something took my attention. Sorry about that. Making your request known. You can unburden yourself by making your request known to me. This transfer your burdens to my strong shoulders. Remember to bring me your request with thanksgiving, for I delight in your responding to thankful prayers. Moreover, your grateful attitude will bless you immeasurably, opening wide your heart to receive more and more of me. See Matthew 11:28-29, Hebrews 3:1, and Philippians 4:6-7. Once in a while, we'll get to a point where, praise the Lord, that we have to be reminded of certain scriptures, whether we have read them before. Sometimes he may give us a word or give us a reading, and sometimes we put it back in our hearing according to whatever's going on at that time. But nevertheless, we got to keep pressing and pursuing, because that word, glory to God, in it we'll find even more of ourselves and sometimes more even revelation. And sometimes it just re-fortifies what is already said according to what challenges we are going through at this hour. Praise the Lord. Some things are going on that are really, really just horrific that's going on concerning some things that we hear about through radio, through the media, on television, or word of mouth concerning this spirit that's on the land for murder so bad. That's why we're going to keep persisting and praying that no matter what the devil is doing or what we're hearing, we got to keep praying and intervening in prayer and standing in the gap, because no matter what, something is happening in the background regardless of what we're hearing and seeing with our eyes. We still got to know that God's still moving and still stepping something out of the fire. So we definitely want to address that and might even address it with different ones and different angles, whatever God goes through with that, and even concerning our youth and in the body and some of these satanic forces that are loose right now that's bringing so much sickness and disease, even in the, not only just in the land, but especially in the body of Christ. And so the body also needs a healing and deliverance and bringing it together so we can be in unity, to be unified, to bind up the forces of the enemy. So we definitely, glory to God, looking forward to hearing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say through the prayers as we stand in the gap, and also being in a place and so forth that we continue to pray one for another and as the warriors. Right now online, I know Mother McCormick is online. I don't see a couple of my other sisters on the line yet, and I'm not sure whether Evangelist Karen joined us tonight. So I'm going to open up so I can make sure I can hear Mother McCormick, you're there, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Mother McCormick, you online?
Yes.
Okay, I'm trying
me?
To find out is Evangelist Karen, is that her that's online? Someone else is online now from Columbia. Who's that online?
Sister Brenda.
Sister Brenda, praise
Sister
the Lord,
Brenda.
Darling, for thanking God for the Evangelist Jenkins online. Brenda, praise God. Well, right now, until the others join us, or however the Lord bless us, anybody else might have came up, we were having some problems trying to get the lines open, and I'm not sure whether even Pastor Dorothy was having problems even getting through on her computer. So who we have now, we're gonna pray. We don't want to give no place in it. God has done too much for us and still doing things. That's such a move of God in our lives. So I'm going to pray concerning this spirit of murder. I'm going to ask one of you all to pray concerning the youth, and I'm going to ask the other one to pray concerning healing for the sickness and disease that's attacking the body, and also praying for healing on that. So which one of you all want to do the youth, and which one want to go ahead and pray concerning the healing?
I'll pray for the healing.
Okay, and pray, Lord God, just the sickness and disease that's the attack. Okay, then, Mother, then, since you spoke up, you pray for the youth. Okay, we're going to get ready to open up in prayer, and then I'm going to go right on into. Matter of fact, let me share with you a scripture reading, something that, let's see what date that was for this particular scripture. I'm going to read into our hearing tonight. Okay. So like all our little devices, want to have a little problem tonight. Well, sir, nevertheless, okay, the reading that I do want is going to come back in a little bit up on the system. Everything keeps saying loading right now, so the one that I want to read is in on the system, so I'm not going to try to waste time to try to look it up in the Word right now. So I'm going to read this particular one for today, and it says John 14, at the 23rd verse, it says, Jesus answered, if a person really loves me, he will keep my word, obey my teaching, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode, especially dwelling place with him. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Father, as we come before you now, we do love you, and we do praise you, and we do give you glory. And we thank you, glory to God, for the power of prayer. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for your word, for the anointing, for renewed mercies every morning. We thank you even for the desire to want to pray. We thank you for the desire to want to serve you. We thank you for the desire to want to love you. But most of all, we thank you for first loving us and giving us an opportunity, glory to God, to return that love. Never it could be in the depth that you've given unto us, but we do glorify and magnify you for all that you've done. You are our Messiah. You are the great and mighty God. You are, glory to God, King of kings, Lord of lords. We thank you, Lord God, for being our Savior and our deliverer. Thank you, Lord God, for coming into our lives. We thank you for the transformation that is taking place right about now through your word. We thank you for your loving kindness. God, we thank you even in the midst of dilemmas, in the midst of sickness, in the midst of glory, God, in death, in the midst of grief and sorrow, in the midst of all these challenges that come against us. We thank you, Lord God, that we can call upon your name and have the faith to know that you're going to answer. I thank you, Lord God, there is none like thee, O Lord. So as we come in your presence now, continue to forgive us for every offense, every shortcoming, everything, glory to God, that may be a hindrance in our lives. We ask you, Lord God, to look upon us right now and forgive us and, glory to God, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, I bless you, glory to God, for as we come in your presence, we come in with the presence of thanksgiving. We come in with the attitude of gratitude. We're coming, glory to God, believing without a shadow of a doubt whatever we are praying for, it is going to come to pass. We come, glory to God, knowing that with all things are possible through you, but nothing, glory to God, is without you. Glory to God, we don't want to take nothing over in our own hands. So, God, we come in your presence now, asking you, glory to God, to continue to lead and guide us, and give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And when we hear God, we're determined, glory to God, we're working in that place that we want to make sure we're doing what you require. Now, Father, as we come before you now, we're coming against the satanic forces of the enemy of murder. The murdering demon is on the rise. And no matter what, glory to God, the enemy says, God, we believe your word in the name of Jesus. You told us to pray without ceasing. And glory to God, you told us to intervene. You told us, glory to God, to stand on the wall. You told us, glory to God, to speak those things that are not as though they were. You told us to tear down the strongholds of the enemy. You told us that we have power in the Holy Spirit. You told us, glory to God, with that power, we have power to bind and to loose and to curse and to cancel the assignment of the enemy. He is on the rise of, glory to God, murdering, glory to God, and murder in the families. Murder, glory to God, with these people, glory to God, that don't want their children and just getting all kinds of voices that they're hearing, and they're murdering their children. They're murdering one another. They're, glory to God, on a rampage, just killing, and just, glory to God, just angry and frustrated, going on the jobs and just murdering a few, angry with the supervisor, so other people, their lives are being lost in it. Other people are putting bombs to themselves because they believe in God. Say this and do that or whatever, and glory to God, being brainwashed and glory to God, being manipulated by other forces because other people, glory to God, have prejudice in them, or they turn back around and angry and frustrated. Other ones, glory to God, don't want to receive and reject in the God of our salvation, the true and the true and living God, Jesus Christ. Some, glory to God, are just all about, glory to God, just being evil. They have turned their lives over to us. They're using as a vessel that the enemy, glory to God, can do his bidding through. But God, nevertheless, we believe your word. We believe, glory to God, no matter what the enemy is doing, now we will not walk in fear. We will not be bound up by what the devil is doing. We're going to keep looking to the hills of coming to our help, realizing it comes from the Lord. We're going to be walking in our authority. We're going to let that word that abided on the inside of us, glory to God, of truth, that we'll take authority over the forces of the enemy. God, we believe in those that we can reach. Some, glory to God, we may be able to talk to, glory to God, and intervene through a word, glory to God. Others, glory to God, in the power of prayer, glory to God, before the altar, glory to God, calling on the name of Jesus, binding and loosening and cursing and canceling these foul spirits, glory to God, these spirits that came, glory to God, to take lives because they don't want, glory to God, for them to live for Christ. There are spirits that come to take lives through suicide, even, glory to God, that self-murder coming in, glory to God, because their minds are oppressed, depressed, suppressed, or things are not going their way, or whatever forces that the enemy is saying, glory to God, and makes them feel hopeless, and glory to God, makes them feel worthless, and makes them feel like, glory to God, there's no need and no reason, glory to God. Some are falling out over because of a relationship. Some are falling out because they have lost their job. Some are leaving, glory to God, they're sick and don't think that they can get well. Others, glory to God, because, you know, they're just tired or they're just oppressed by spirits from the demonic forces, from generational curses or whatever it is, all the different forces that the enemy is using to bind up and to cause their lives to be lost. And others, glory to God, just lives are being taken innocently because others, glory to God, are just evil and just mean and just jealous and full of prejudice and full of, glory to God, envy, or just full of, glory to God, anger and full of bitterness or whatever the case. Satan, you are liar in the blood of Jesus. We call down your strongholds. We uproot your work in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus and cancel those assignments in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, life to those people. We pray another chance. We're praying, glory to God, as the believer's eyes are open and they're awakened and recognize the call that God has placed in our life to intercede and to intervene and to reach those that we can. We pray, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, that lives will not be lost because, glory to God, mom and dad is angry. I don't want this child, and I'm angry with you, or just killing them because of whatever reason, or just killing their mate, or just killing the neighbor, or just killing, glory to God, their coworker, or just killing people at random. In the name of Jesus, you are lying wonder. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray right now, glory to God, the power that you have given us to bind and loose. God, I pray, glory to God, that we'll keep interceding. We'll not let the media and whatever being portrayed on the television, or whatever we hear in the streets, or whatever we hear, glory to God, how blood is running, glory to God, in the streets. Glory to God, we ask to pray that we'll be able to reach those that you said. You said, Pray. You told us, glory to God, to witness. You told us to be a light. You told us, glory to God, not to bow down to the forces of the enemy, not to walk in fear and fretfulness and some the enemy is sending these forces out to cause people to get to a place over to God. They're afraid to even go out. They're afraid to do this. And they're believers in the name of you. God, we got to get back in our rightful place. And some, glory to God, that have lost their fear. God, we are praying, glory to God, that it be restored as they call upon the Lord or repent or get back in the place of casting all their cares. We pray, glory to God, for those that don't have any fear, that they will get it through the word of God, and they will yield themselves and recognize, hallelujah, the power that that operates on the inside of us. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that all that, glory to God, the enemy is doing at this hour, I thank you, Lord God, for salvation is still going on. I thank you that deliverance is still taking place. I thank you, Lord God, that healing is still taking place. I thank you, Lord God, that lives are being changed. I thank you that, glory to God, people are being snatched out of the hand of the enemy. Their eyes are coming open. Their ears are coming open. Glory to God, where they have been blinded. You said, even my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And even, glory to God, at this hour, so many, glory to God, are confessing Christ, but they're not living Christ. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that we'll get in place and get on board to be on our assignment or what we're supposed to do, so we won't, glory to God, walk as the world walk. In the name of Jesus, how can the blind meet the blind and both of them fall in the ditch? How in the world, glory to God, you say two, glory to God, how two gonna walk together unless they agree? One agreeing on one thing and one agreeing on another thing. Glory to God, there's no work where God can come together where we can be able to walk together to get the work done. You said, how can a house divided against itself, all glory to God, or a kingdom divided against can't stand. So we got to have the united if we're going to tear down these strongholds, if we're going to put the enemy to flight, if we're going to come in, glory to God, and be able to be a vessel, glory to God, to intervene, and glory to God, and turn these people's lives around through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the power of his word. So God, I'm praying right now, glory to God, have mercy in the name of Jesus. Give us wisdom in the name of Jesus as we stand in the gap, as we pray, and as we call down these strongholds, and all these witches and warlocks are setting up all year long, waiting for October, glory to God, their celebration time for things to be loosed out. We ought to be praying all year long, too, and right about now even more so, to bind up those evil forces, glory to God, that are attaching themselves along with already that was in the land, glory to God, for a change in the name of Jesus. We're praying, glory to God, something out of which to live. We're praying, glory to God, against the demonic forces that are coming in, glory to God, to snatch down children, to come snatch, glory to God, families, to snatch, glory to God, ministries, to snatch, glory to God, our mind, to snatch, glory to God, our healing, to snatch, glory to God, whatever God has blessed for us to have, to snatch, glory to God, even our peace and our joy. We bind up the satanic forces, glory to God, so illness and sickness and oppression and depression will not come and run rapid and cause lives to be lost because of it in the name of Jesus. And some lives, glory to God, may not be the death demon because he came in, glory to God, and stole the physical one, but some, glory to God, have stole, glory to God, even, glory to God, death on ministry, a death, glory to God, to those things that God said we're to do individually and accomplish for God. We plead the blood of Jesus of every demonic force, of every work of the enemy right now. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we speak, glory to God, life, that things will change and turn around in the name of Jesus. We glorify him and we magnify him because in his presence is fullness of joy. Glory to God, we got to get to a place no matter what. When we pass through the waters, glory to God, he said, I will be with you. And when you pass through the river, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. And we have to know who our Savior is, who our deliverer is. And no matter what the enemy has said, we got to believe this word. We got to believe this God that we serve. We got to believe the promises of the Lord. We got to be in a place to know what our authority is in the name of Jesus, and know that we have the power to bind and to loose and to curse and to cancel, and to know, glory to God, when we speak it and say it, we got to know, glory to God, it is so. Even though we don't see the manifestation, now faith is the substance of hope. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. When we come to you, we believe in that you are God and a rewarder. We believe in you, glory to God, you will reward those that need our salvation, those, glory to God, that need a healer, those that need deliverance, those that need peace, those that need joy, those, glory to God, that need, glory to God, hallelujah, a Savior, glory to God, to save them out of whatever situation they are. Those, glory to God, that will believe that God is our protector and our shield and our buckler, no matter, glory to God, what's going on around us in the name of Jesus. So, God, I bless you today, and I honor you today, and I thank you for your mighty power. I thank you, Lord God, for your anointing. I thank you, Lord God, for your deliverance. I pray, Lord God, even more so that we will get in line and get in place to walk in obedience and walk in submission and stand firm on your word and love you and love, Lord God, those, Lord God, that are around us, regardless of what they're saying or what they're doing or how unforgiveness is even a power that the enemy used, Lord God, for sickness and disease and to cause people over there to do all kinds of vile and unclean things, Lord God, and cause, Lord God, the spirit to come in and to want to snatch out somebody else, snuff out somebody else's life, or cause them, Lord God, to retaliate or cause them to take on revenge or whatever. We plead the blood of Jesus, and I'm speaking life. I pray, Lord God, for your love, for your mercy, for your grace, in the name of Jesus, and that for the believers that we are walking it to as well. So, God, I thank you for your goodness. No, there is none like you. And hallelujah, I pray, Lord God, that we continue to have our confidence in you and to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, that we will allow, Lord to God, whatever your word says, be manifested in us, and that we'll let nothing separate us from the love of God, because the Lord is good, and he is a refuge in the time of trouble because he cares for those that trust in him. Help us, Lord God, to worship and magnify you in the midst of the situation, in the midst of help us to get to a place that we will walk in our peace and our joy, that we'll be able to be effective, Lord to God, in what we say and what we do and what we believe, because we don't let the cares of this life cause us to be tossed to and fro and cause us, Lord to God, to walk in fear, cause us, Lord to God, to get stagnated, cause us to compromise, cause us to get caught up in what the world system is doing, so that way we can be able to come against these foul spirits, Lord to God, of murder, and Lord to God, these spirits, Lord to God, of sickness, these spirits, Lord to God, of oppression, these spirits, Lord to God, that will cause us to make us feel like there's no way out. We plead the blood of Jesus, and the ones that we stand in the gap for, we can be, glory to God, hallelujah, with a surety standing strong, glory to God, in the power and the might of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Well, Evangelist Brenda, you can go ahead and release at least on the line, glory to God, to pray, glory to God, for for healing and deliverance and against the sickness and disease that's coming upon the land. Amen. I'll come to the body of Christ, brother. And even those over there we're standing in the gap for, and Mother McCormick, you can follow her as soon as she prays, and then I will also find out what are the prayer warriors on the line to pray. Praise the Lord. But you all can go ahead you can go ahead and open the line now, Sister Brenda. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Father God, as we come before your throne of grace, Father God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to search our heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God,
yes,
as I come before you, Father God, I ask you right now to look upon each and every one with their sickness in their body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Precious Lord Jesus, I thank you for the endurance of love you gave us, and you came into this world to set us free from the power of darkness. So, Father God, you suffer on the cross and take away the sickness that you bore our sickness in your body, Father God. So we ask you right now to touch us and help us to grab hold to your engulfed word that you gave us that to heal our bodies, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you said by your blood and your stripes, we are healed. So we come against that spirit of infirmity right now in the name of Jesus. You said anything that we decree and declare in your name and believe, it will be established. So we decree divine healing upon each and everyone who has sickness in their body, who has disease in their body, who has curses, whose body was cursed with sickness and disease. We ask you to take it away right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for how you're touching them with your divine healing virtue in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to grab hold to the word, Lord God, and walk with the word and your divine healing. You said he that believeth and receive shall be established. So we grabbing hold to this word, Lord, that we are walking in divine healing. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this afternoon, Lord, just want to give glory and honor to you. God, we come asking you to forgive us for all our sins. Lord, we ask you right now, God, to look down on the youth this afternoon, Father. Father, we know, God, that you see the condition. You know everything that's going on with the youth people right now, Father. Father, we ask you to look down on all the youth, all the young people, God. Lord God, we realize, God, that so many are going through so many different situations, so many different things. But we know, God, that you is a God that's able to supply their needs. God, we ask you, Lord God, to just touch their minds right now, God. God, we ask you, Lord, to give them a new mindset, God. Let them realize, Heavenly Father, God, that you are the author and the finish of their faith. And whatever they need, God, help them to call on the name of Jesus, because we know there's power in the name. And, God, we pray for those, God, that's going through situation right now, God. Somebody might be going through some problem and some jealous problem. They might be just angry about one another, about some situation, some kind of thing that might be going on. But, God, we know, God, that you're a God that's able to open up doors and make ways, God. That you're a God that's able to just turn things around when things look like it's going one way. You're able, Lord, to turn it around. And so, God, we just want to say thank you right now, God. Even, God, as they go through their depression right now, God, help them to learn how to kneel down and just cry to you. Just cry to you and just call on the name of Jesus, because we know there's power in the name of Jesus. And we know that whatever they need, God, let them know, God, that you're able to supply their needs, Father. Even in the school system, God, even when they're in school, they might be going through some situation in the school system. God, we pray that you'll touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Help them to hold their head up, God. Help them to walk, God. As the word of God said in Psalm 137, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will divide me. I will stretch out your hands against the wrath of my enemy. In my right hand, you will save me. And so, God, as they go through that situation, God, they may be going through some things that maybe that somebody might be just picking on them in some kind of way, or what they might be wearing or what they might have on. But we know, God, that you're able to touch that child, that mind, that person may be picking on them or bully them in some kind of way. Let them know, Heavenly Father God, that you are able to change situations. Help them to hold their head up. Help them to look to you, Lord, even though whatever situation might be going through. Help them to keep their eyes looking to the hill from which comes their help. Help them to humble themselves down and seek your faith, God, no matter what may come or go. Let them hold their head up. Help them just continue to call on your name, Lord God, because we know that there's power in the name of Jesus. And we just want to thank you for it right now, God. We just want to thank you for everything that you're doing, because we know that the word of God says the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. We shouldn't want for anything. But, God, we know, God, that you see the hearts of mankind right now, God. So touch the young people right now, Lord God, because there's so much is going there. There's so much different situations going on with the young people today. There's so many different things are happening with the young people. They may be down and out, even in their home with a parent, or with situations, things that they want to do, maybe in their homework or whatever. There's just so much, God, that we could just ask you to help us with. We just need it all tonight, Lord. We just need you to just put your loving arms around the young people on tonight, God, and let them know you see them. Let them know you right there beside them. Let them know you said in your word you'll never leave them nor forsake them. Let them know, Heavenly Father, that you is able. We bind up that spirit of whatever that's trying to come against the young right now, Lord. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy that's trying to strike them down, that's trying to keep them from being lifted up to do the things that you have set them to do, God. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you for it, God. We're just going to thank you in advance right now for what you're doing for. We're just going to thank you right now for how you're going to bring them out right now, God. We're just going to thank you right now, God, for how you're going to open doors for the young people. We're going to thank you right now for how they're going to run to the pulpit, how they going to run to the altar, Lord God, and cry and say, what must I do to be saved? We're going to thank you right now for the young people, because they call it. They need you right now, Father. They're crying out. They don't know who to go to, but they know they can go to you, Lord, and you will know where I've cast them out. So, God, we call it on you right now to help them right now in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for what you're doing right now for them. And, Father God, we just ask you to continue, Lord, to strengthen their body right now.
and all the situations you have going through, because you said in your word, just keep looking to you. You told us to trust in you. You told us to let not our heart be troubled. And so, God, we pray for the young people in all the situations that they might be going through. Now, Father God, when we're done in prayer, and we can't pray anymore, this we ask all in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. We give God the glory. I just want to even also, before I go any further, is another prayer line, prayer warrior on the line. I see someone from here in Charlotte. Did you want to? If you have a prayer, did you want to share with us too as well tonight? Praise the Lord. Also, I want to also just read some scriptures and pray for the parents in the name of Jesus. And as my sister just finished praying for the youth, Father, we pray for the parents. Okay, I'm going to have to mute the line. I hear some noise in the background. I'm going to pray to mute the line. I need everyone to mute their lines because we're having some interference in the background. So if you mute your lines while you're online, please. Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come before you now, we want to pray also for our parents, the parents of where we're at, these children. Some parents go there doing all they know to do to teach and to raise them up in the rightful way. Some, glory to God, that are believers, and some just have a morally good heart. But sometimes, glory to God, in the midst of even all that they go through, sometimes they have some children that they are challenged with. I pray encouragement for their hearts in the name of Jesus. I pray, glory to God, for you to bless those that are fighting the good fight of faith to keep their children in a place, glory to God, not only for those that are fighting for them to know Jesus, but the other ones even trying to do them for the raise them up in a morally good, even for the time for trying to give them wisdom of manners and wisdom, how to conduct themselves and wisdom, even for responsibility, wisdom, glory to God, to obey their parents and trying to teach them how to have respect, glory to God, for the elders or those that are in authority. God, so I'm praying, glory to God, for them to be encouraged, regardless of what they see and what's going on with their children, that they keep the faith and keep encouraging them, that they don't fall prey to talking down and speaking death to them or speaking oppression to them or speaking things over them or to them that cause them to have be disheartened or feel rejected or feel abandoned or feel in the place, glory to God, of hopelessness and all of that spirit that comes in from jealousy and envy because one parent is playing the other child against the other child. I'm praying, glory to God, there will be a change, and if they have been doing a conviction upon their hearts, that they will come clean and come back. Some things are generational curses, and some things, glory to God, they've been through. Help them to be the parent that says, I'm going to cause this to stop here. The enemy is not going to carry it any further in my generation or my children's generation and cause, glory to God, them, their lives to be disrupted, that their glory to God is going to come in a place that they're going to be able to have hope, and their glory to God is going to be able to have stability in their lives, and they'll have to take on responsibility, and there will be people, glory to God, that will raise up families and people, glory to God, that will have children that will come out there to respect God and to love God and to love, glory to God, their parents and come against the spirit of rebellion and disobedience and all that other stuff. God, we are praying, glory to God, the wisdom, even in their chastisement, that it won't be abused. It won't bind up, glory to God, their spirits by things that have been said and done to them and cause them, glory to God, to be so angry and frustrated and go out and join gangs and join, glory, get caught up in drugs and alcoholism and sex and all this other kind of stuff, everything contrary to what's been taught or what's been right. Some, glory to God, are not living their life before their children, and all it does is pass it on. I'm praying for a change and deliverance. I'm praying for an awakening. I'm praying for salvation for the parents, and I'm praying salvation for the youth as well. But I'm praying just also those forces that when the Bible says fathers provoke not their children to wrath, some are provoking their children to wrath. I pray a conviction upon their heart. Whatever has injured them or hurt them or whatever they've done, God, help them get to a mindset that they want better for themselves. I'm praying for people to come in their pathway. I'm praying for the believers as we pray and we get on one accord and we do what's right. We'll be able to discern and know how to pray and know how to reach those that are around us that are going through with the wisdom of God, whether we say something, do something, or whether we live in the life before them. I'm praying for those that need help or need assistance, glory to God, whether they're spiritual ones, glory to God, even sometimes even in the secular. That's what they got to go through first to get to you. God, I'm praying, glory to God, they will get to help, so the enemy won't cause them to beat their children down or cause death to their lives
by the physical abuse and sometimes the mental abuse and sometimes just, glory to God, of breaking them down to the point, glory to God, they don't even want God or nobody else. Glory, they don't believe or trust anybody. I'm praying for change. I'm praying, glory to God, that you are blessed in the name of Jesus and bind up every demonic and satanic force that are coming into their lives and whispering in their ears or causing them to feel so much in despair and depression that they can't see their way out. And sometimes they just give up and give up, glory to God, on their children. Or sometimes they just play into the one that they believe is walking right or doing good and the other one they don't see those characteristics in, then they beat them down or even leave them, glory to God, with a spirit, glory to God, the feeling that they can't make it in life. So I'm praying for these parents. I'm praying, glory to God, for some. They're heavy burdened and they're oppressed because of the fact that they don't have the money to do the things they desire and things they would want to do for their children, and sometimes even that is causing them sometimes to respond in such a way that they transfer those same spirits to their children and find themselves doing something and things that are contrary. But I'm praying healing in those hearts. I'm praying for people to come across their path. I'm praying a door open. I'm praying some that might be just on the verge of just giving up or about to do something that's contrary to your will, even get to that place to want to take themselves or them or their children out. I'm praying, Lord God, intervene. And as we pray and believe in God, even to people right that might be on that verge right now, on the edge, I'm thinking through the power of prayer. We don't know their names, but you know who they are. So as we stand in the gap, those prayers are going around the globe. So I'm praying for healing and deliverance and whoever, glory to God, needs to step into their lives. And as I pray, glory to God, for some scriptures, glory to God, concerning the parents, we put it in the airway. The righteous man leads a blameless life. Blessed are the children after him. Proverbs 27. Keep God's decrees and commands, which I have given you today, so that it may well with you and your children after you, and that you may live long and in the land of the Lord your God gives you for all times. Deuteronomy 4:4-40. And we're praying, glory to God, even for some of those believers that are on the edge. Somewhere they have slipped and allowed too many things come in, oppress them, depress them, and some forces are coming to them. This went off the path and causing them, glory to God, to be provoking their children to wrath or doing things to them. I'm praying, glory to God, a voice will come up out of them, the word of God or the anointing or someone, glory to God, speaking a word of life to resuscitate them, get them back to that place that they'll be restored again, and they'll be in a place, glory to God, to do what's right in lining up with God's word in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, glory to God, that you will just bless them, that they'll be able to stand firm and be able to be encouraged and to be able to know, glory to God, that God is with them. I pray for some peace to some of them's hearts, glory to God, and some where they've lost joy in the name of Jesus. I pray, glory to God, for us as believers and as warriors and intercessors, glory to God, that we were not so much so caught up on what's going on with us, but casting all those cares and seeking first the kingdom of God and leaving our ears open so that way we'll be available, glory to God, service, so we hear something in the spirit, or we go to God, pray, God reveal something, we can walk accordingly, we can be in our place and on our post in the name of Jesus. So God, I pray, glory to God, for to be in a place, glory to God, that will seek out your face, those, glory to God, that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, and those, glory to God, that do know you in the pardon of their sins, that they will be able to cast their cares. And sometimes we all need some help. We all need, glory to God, courage and word, or we all need someone, glory to God, we can lend a hand to be able to make the burden light or to be able to stand, glory to God, to break the power and destroy the powers of the enemy in the name of Jesus. God, we need each other. So I'm praying, God, that we will be in place and we'll be on our post. In the name of Jesus, I pray for restore strength for those that are in need of strength, those in need of encouragement, those that really need to recognize they have a purpose. In the name of Jesus, where the enemy has blinded them or caused over to God all the things they go through to cause them to get to a point where it's just me and mine, I, or just feel like they're on an island by themselves. I rebuke that loneliness and that depression and that oppression in the name of Jesus. And I thank, glory to God, for those that, hallelujah, that will stand and will hold fast and will, glory to God, do what's right. I pray, glory to God, that we'll be in a position that we'll stand firm on what God says and stand firm, glory to God, in the anointing and the power that he's given us to do whatever we can. We may not be able to reach everybody, but who we can, let us not just sit back and not do anything as much as, Lord, as possible. At least help us to get in a place that we will at least pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. At this time, if we don't have another prayer warrior that to come on and to to pray or intervene. We're going to prepare ourselves to receive, to receive the prayer requests at this time. If we don't have one of our warriors still yet to pray tonight, and then I'll definitely, before we leave, I want to share this prayer too before we close. But if you have any prayer requests at this time, we want you to make it known, and we will stand to get together on those things and pray. Amen. Bless the Lord. So if you have any requests tonight, I do have a couple of ones that the Lord has placed in my spirit for one of the mothers and what if I just have a situation that I'm not able to divulge, but she needs some direction and for God to move. She needs a miracle in the midst of this legal situation that's before her, one of the elder mothers, and then she needs some peace as she waits on God to move on her half. So I'm just going to say Mother B, and I'm going to leave it at that. So, and then I also want to pray for another evangelist that went to, and I hadn't heard of anything this afternoon, but she went to the emergency room after church yesterday having lunch or whatever, and something got up. Somebody needs to mute their phone. I don't know if it's a bone or a piece of food. It got enlarged in her throat. And then she wasn't going to go at first, but then she talked to a nurse practitioner, told her she needed to go to the emergency room, so she did. Then there until about 2 o'clock, and even after 12, they put a tube down there, and they couldn't remove it, so they sent a specialist she needed to see for the esophagus. So we're praying that she was able to be able to, she still went to work, and the Lord blessed her through the night. It didn't move, it didn't choke her, it didn't take her, you know, and I'm praying that it does not move and go no place in her lungs or no place else. Glory to God, but it shouldn't be, but that the Lord will bless and it will come out. So we're going to continue to pray for, as I know it, I hadn't heard back from her this evening, so I'm not sure whether she got the appointment or whether they were able to do anything yet, but we believe in God for a miracle in that, so the enemy will not come up against her life and her health. So we pray for that, as well as this elder. And I'll just say Elder C. And leave it like that. And also pray glory to God for some finances on that part right there for a situation to change, because she really need to retire, but sometimes our financial situation won't allow us to, so that way she can put some other things in order. So pray for that. And there was someone else, but I can't think of who they are right now. They come back later. But those are the two requests I have for tonight. Anyone else that have any requests, we're going to put those things before the Lord now in touch and agree. Amen?
Yes, I would like for y'all to pray for Pastor Bird, for God to touch her body with his divine healing, and also for my pastor, for God to continue to keep encouraging her and keep her and her family covered. Pastor Burton.
Okay. Pastor Burton and Pastor Bird.
And also
for body for...
And also yourself, Pastor Hubbard.
Thank you very much. Praise God. Thank you for the covering. Pastor DJ and Apostle Burton for covering and stress. And for DJ. Anyone else? Any other prayer requests before we start praying for these people? The line is open. If you have it muted, unmuted, and then that way you can speak. Praise God. And I'm going to put a prayer request in for Pastor Alexander for her strength to her body. She's a busy lady about ministry, but I also want to pray for her body and also for God continue to give her wisdom as she go out and some things that she encounter, that God will just bless and use her in those things too. We pray also for Pastor Apostle Tweedy as the Lord bless her on her endeavors, things that she had before the Lord, that everything will turn in her favor. Praise God. If that's all the prayer requests, then I'm going to go ahead on and pray. Bless the Lord. Not listen to the Lord. Give someone else something else. That way we're going to prepare ourselves and so forth with this prayer that Lord bless. I want to pray some of this. It just covers some of the people, some of the things that we're praying and believing God for as well. We're going to continue to pray for our Apostle Ford. Vessels when God bless and use them greatly in the Word, and the Word is the one that's going to heal us, deliver us, and save us, and keep us. And it's important for us to worship and praise God and give Him glory, but we just can't have praises and worship. We got to have that Word that's going to sustain us. And when we have people that will speak the truth and walk in truth and not about perpetrating the fraud or misappropriating funds or name recognition and all that kind of foolishness, then we need to stand fast and hold fast to that God has given us to do in praying and covering them so the enemy won't have no room to come up against that anointing. So much is given, much is required, but we're to pray one for another and keep each other covered under the blood. So we want to pray for Apostle Ford too, any other vessel that's out there that God is using mightily to shift and change lives of people through His word and deliverance and all of that. Amen. Not exalting flesh, but those giftings that are inside of them, that they're healing their vessel sincerely and honestly unto the Lord. Praise God, being faithful. Okay, there's no more, then I'm going to pray this prayer right here, and even for ourselves, if we find ourselves in this while we're praying for these other vessels, then we'll do so. Amen. Father, I thank you that it is your will that I walk in completeness, soundness, and perfect wholeness in my spirit, soul, and body. Jesus Christ, your Son, and now my Lord and Savior, paid the price in full at Calvary cross for my health and well-being. I refuse to be robbed of the provisions any longer in Jesus' name. The alien forces of wrong thought, oppression, depression, torment, fear, affliction, infirmity, sickness, and disease cannot reside in me because you live in me now, Lord Jesus, through the person of the Holy Spirit. With the authority you have invested in me, I command every alien force to be replaced by your resurrection power. Today, I receive an exchange of your strength for my weakness, your joy for my sadness, your pleasure and delight in my sorrow and heaviness, your hope for my despair, your peace for my torment, your prosperity of spirit, body, mind, finances, and relationship for any lack I have experienced, your ability for my inability, your acceptance for my rejection, your obedience for my rebellion, your encouragement for my discouragement, your soundness for my brokenness, your comfort for my pain, your courage, Lord, for my fear and timidity. I command my muscles, tissue, cells, and blood to come in line with your resurrection life, Jesus Christ. Thank you for fully aligning my spirit, body, and mind, and every other area of my life with your perfect soundness provided for me through your shed blood at Calvary. Lord Jesus, through daily doses of your word and meditation upon your promises, Lord, I will walk divine health in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Father, as we come in your presence now, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your promise. And we thank you that you said, by your stripes we will heal. Healing is in your wings. You sent your word to heal. Glory to God. We thank you for all your benefits in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, as my sister requests for Pastor Bird. We pray, glory to God, that you continue to touch your body. Thank you for the miraculous work that's already being done. And thank you for some things, glory to God, even with the attacks of the enemy. She's came through and overcome in the name of Jesus. Keep stirring up that anointing in her that she may be able to be about her Father's business. We thank you for Apostle Bird. We thank you, glory to God, for that love that she had for the body of Christ. We thank you for the vessel and the gifts that you placed in it. We thank you, Lord God, for continuing to bless her, to encourage and unite a fire in the body, glory to God, of the local assembly and those that come in contact with her. So we pray a blood covering over her and her family. We pray, glory to God, for Pastor BJ, as my sister had requested. We're praying, glory to God, that I will line up, that I will come in compliance, and what everything that you have said for visions, dreams, or whatever it is, even in this body and whatever else you require, God, that glory to God, I will have an ear to hear and obey. Thank you for your blood covering and your protection. Thank you, glory to God, for Pastor Mother Alexander, the evangelist. We thank you for that elder. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing her, giving her wisdom as she go in and out. Thank you for that word that's on the inside of her. Pray, glory to God, for the wisdom of God, so she can continue, even with discernment, to operate in the gifts and calling that God has placed upon her life. We pray for her and her family. We pray for, glory to God, Apostle Tweety, God. We pray, God, you continue to bless that apostle, God. Pray, glory to God, that you continue to bless us and be able to hear a word from the Lord and hear, glory to God, in the teaching and the wisdom that you've given her to go out and to minister and for what she's doing in the local assembly. Pray, God, for those things that she's encountering now. God, you walk her through and you bless and you give her what she's needed to now turn things around in her favor. We thank you that no weapon formed against her is going to prosper, and every tongue that rise up in judgment shall be condemned. We thank you for the apostle, Lord, they got forward, and not only just him, many others that are standing in that stead or standing on the word, or standing in the promises and about to and about kingdom business and speaking your word and decreeing your word and speaking into the lives of your people, not about potato chips and hot dogs and glory to God, but filling in your the meat of the word that will come forth and bring deliverance and healing and salvation and encouragement. Thank you, Lord God, for even, glory to God, the things that he may have had to encounter to be in that place to walk in that anointing and to be able to speak into the lives of people and to reveal things about them and show them things and even some things, glory to God, that are to pull out some things that are not so nice or they're wicked and the strongholds of the enemy can be broken and destroyed so they can be able to walk accordingly as God has given in the world. And as you're calling all of us, God, to stand, glory to God, in that place when we pray, when we stand before you, even in these giftings that you give and the call upon our life, that we never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, that we stay in a place, glory to God, of teaching. We stay in a place, glory to God, of humility. We stay in a place where we stay strong and bold in the Spirit of the Lord, that we'll let the Holy Spirit have free reign, that we allow, glory to God, you to teach and to lead and to guide us, and we'll not get caught up in compromising. We'll not get caught up in yielding to the left or to the right. We'll not get caught up in feeling our Cheerios and get caught up in high-mindedness and glory to God, get caught up in our gifts. But God, remember the gift, the giver, the one, glory to God, that we're to show glory to and show honor to and submit to and commit to and allow him to work through us in the name of Jesus. So I pray, glory to God, for our brothers and sisters and our warriors, glory to God, and on the front line that are preaching and teaching, for those that are warring behind the scenes in prayer and standing in the gap. God, keep them covered under the blood. Bless them, glory to God. Help them to be encouraged. And even when the enemy comes to attack them or come against them, glory to God, trying to hold them back or trying to hold up the promises of God, because you know he can't stop us, glory to God, but go ahead and try to block and cause us to lose focus or cause us to get into a place that we are when they start getting complacent or some get hypocritical and some get to the point they're in denial and justify. We rebuke and bind it and command those spirits to be loose and go back to the dry place once again. We speak wholeness. We speak wellness. We speak about peace. We speak deliverance. We speak, glory to God, that the word will come alive so that, Lord, that we'll be in a place that we'll be spirit to spirit. You said we draw nigh to you and you draw nigh to us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That even with that spirit to spirit and we casting our cares and standing on your word and on your promises and not getting weary and well-doing and not leaning to the left or the right and not, glory, allowing the enemy to coerce us, glory to God, or manipulate us or call us, glory to God, get caught up in ourselves, we're going to see the power of the anointing of Jesus Christ reign in the earth realm like never before through revival, through healing, through deliverance, through, glory to God, encouragement, enlightenment, families coming together, glory to God, people, glory to God, that were bound up by these spirits and causing, glory to God, to do all kinds of everything, their lives will change and they'll cause other people's lives to change because they've kind of had an encounter with Jesus Christ and that light be shining so bright, glory to God, and the cause, glory to God, for the attention to be to that place. There is no other God but the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the true and the living God, and we'll submit ourselves and commit ourselves to heal his will in the way. We won't let pain and panic twins, glory to God, manipulate us and cause us to draw back and walk in fear. We're in fretfulness and disobedience and rebellion and stubbornness and cause and fighting one another and glory to God, beating each other down and glory to God, playing the good old boys game. We'll be in a place the devil is alive. We'll put in the flight and we'll be able to join together together, join our forces together, and we'll be able to do great exploits for the Lord. So I thank you, Lord God, for those that are yielding and availing themselves. I pray against the spirit of burnout, glory to God, that we'll have wisdom how to, glory to God, do what God would give us. He gave us all these hours in a day, glory to God, and he gave us that time to rest. And sometimes we're not taking advantage of the rest so we can rest the body, rest our minds. Some, glory to God, are just resting, not doing nothing, just the opposite. But God, we're praying a balance by leading, being led by the Holy Spirit. So I pray, God, encouragement. Some right now, glory to God, they stand in the gap for others. They may need finances. They may need for healing. They may need deliverance. But because they're seeking first the kingdom of God and casting their cares, you're going to move on their behalf. You're going to work things out. You're going to prove yourself in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray, glory to God, that we are not let the enemy rob us of our inheritance. We'll not get caught up, glory to God, of what the world system is doing, what's going on in the cosmos. But we will, glory to God, know that we are foreigners in this land, glory to God, and you want us to be blessed in this land, but you don't want us to get caught up with the possessions are possessing us, that we possess it as we put you first, glory to God. Even for those that are in need of a mate or desiring a mate, let them wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Let God strengthen their heart. Let them so absorb themselves in your word and in your anointing that the enemy will not still play on them about loneliness and watching what somebody else has and coming to that and dealing to that and any of that, that they lose sight on what God wants so they can fulfill all that God says. God, I thank you, glory to God, that you're God that's so wonderful, that you said we continue to light, the light, the light. I'll step in you. I will become your will. Glory to God, when we desire things, they will line up and you'll give us the desires of our heart. So many want, glory to God, the desires of their heart, glory to God, but they don't want to delight in you so it can be your will. I'm praying for a change, the wisdom and the revelation of what you're saying in the name of Jesus. And you said if we walk upright before you, hold no good thing from us. God, I'm praying, Lord, as believers, we get united in you, united with one another, first with you, our relationship with you. So many are falling by the wayside. So many are compromised. So many are caught up in so many things, even pain and panic and things, glory to God, they're not lining. They're getting depressed and oppressed, and they became, glory to God, that thing becoming a god. That thing becoming an idol because they're bowing down more to the problems and situations than you, then that thing becomes an idol. God, I'm praying, glory to God, we let not nothing in our lives become a, the pain, the agony, the hurt, the disorder. You got an antidote for all of that, and that's Jesus Christ. That's his word, and through the Holy Spirit. So I'm praying, help us to seek you more. Help us to bind together more. Help us to pray one for another more. Help us, glory to God, to be concerned and compassionate more. Help us not to allow, glory to God, our over-compassion in this area and that area and miss out on what you want and whatever. Let us balance it out through the Holy Spirit. Lord, I love you. I appreciate you. I adore you. I worship you. I magnify you. So I just pray, God, for your people. I pray, glory to God, for a hunger and a thirst and encouragement. I pray, glory to God, for those to be strengthened in the body, that they are not allowed the things of this life cause them to deviate off the path and cause them, glory to God, to be so hurt and so depressed that they give up on God. Because God never brought pain, never brought hurt and disappointment. So it's the devil. But he wants to turn it around and make it look like his God. Why you didn't do it, you did it, or whatever, or when you didn't rescue, God, you got a plan. And we got to line up to find out what the plan is and know that the devil is a deceiver. And glory to God, he comes in with deception and he'll change himself in the angel of life and glory to God, speak things and do things, but we got to know him. We got to know God and know, glory to God, who he is and who we are in him. And we got to search out the scriptures and we got to get that word on the inside of us. So if we abide in him, he abide in us, we can ask what we will. And it shall, he's not a liar, it shall be done. And know that he'll work it for the good, no matter what. Even when we make a mistake, help us to know we got an advocate to pray and go to Jesus and ask, glory to God, according to 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Don't let nothing separate us from the love of God. He loves us, and we'll realize that we are more than a conqueror, and glory to God, we can do all things through Christ Jesus. We need the Holy Spirit. We need his leading and guiding, so we won't weave him and override him. Oh, God, help us to speak and decree and declare what your word says about us, not what we say, and that we also know that we're fearfully and wonderfully made in him, and that he'll give us beauty for ashes. Help us to stand firm on your word and keep looking to the hills we're coming out here. Keep standing on the promises. Wait on the Lord and to be of good courage and to be of strength in our heart. Help us to still be about the Father's business. When we're waiting on the promises, waiting on them to manifest, he still gave some things and assignments to our hands to keep moving, glory to God, while we're waiting. So, God, I bless you today and I honor you and I give you glory. Hallelujah. For all that you've done and what you're doing, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Do we have any more comments or anything that was missed tonight, or if someone else came online that have a prayer request or is a testimony that God blessed. And I do thank the Lord, too, for Evangelist Brenda being on. And even though we've been praying for an enemy, an attack had attacked her body, I'm trying to bring up cancer, Lord. We thank God for the healing and deliverance of what he's doing in her and strengthening her body daily. And we thank God, glory to God, for her concern about others more than herself. We thank God, glory to God, for you, Sister Brenda. Praise God for you. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. And, oh, I know what the other prayer request. I told Pastor Dorsey that's something that I want to ask prayer warriors to pray for Pastor Dorsey. I'm not sure whether she was able to get in on the computer tonight for the switch. Well, we do have it open on our end. But bind up every demonic and satanic force that keep coming up against her throat, her body, and keep bringing up this bronchitis periodically, making her weak and trying to take her strength. She's on the sign that God has blessed and give this prophet so many things to do and the sign to her hand. And every time God blesses her, go with that and go forward. Here come the enemy. Keep real, real current. But we're believing it's a season of time now. God's getting ready to destroy that yoke completely in the name of Jesus. Y'all keep her in prayer. Go with God for them strongholds to come down, that it's to total healing and deliverance, and not this thing, not to keep real current on her body. God has had so many miracles wrought in this lady's body. Go with God through cancer and all kind of other attacks and whatever, and he was a border through and called her to overcome her. And he just keep coming back with different things to try to take her strength and try to take her health. But that's what defeat does. But the power of God and the word of God and our standing in the gap for believing this is her season, that the breakthroughs are going, and she's not going to be grieved, glory to God, will being oppressed with all of this stuff that keeps coming at her. And she keeps fighting through it, but she's not going to be fighting alone. We're going to be fighting a good fight of faith with her that stands, glory to God, for us. So we bind up every satanic force and attack this stuff too, and it's got to go and beat the blood of Jesus. We speak in life, health, and holiness. She should live and not die and declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus. So continue to keep Pastor Dr. Dorsey, glory to God, in prayer and believing God for total healing and deliverance, that she'll be able to go forward and do all that God has commanded her to do and he has put at her hand. In the name of Jesus, she will accomplish and achieve it. And as we pray one for another, bless the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Father, I thank you tonight, before we get ready to close, thank you tonight for the prayer warriors. I pray a blood covering. I pray for the sacrifice. I pray for those that have stood in the gap and still standing in the gap, those online, those offline, those up to God that even come in to just hear, and God, you build their spirit and you strengthen them and encourage them. But most of all, we pray for those that are praying and standing in the gap, that they will not lose sight on the vision or the anointing of what God has given them to do, that they will focus and God will bless and glory to God. The anointing will keep them, glory to God, and the angels of the Lord be encamped about them and their families and loved ones. I pray for their financial blessings. I pray for their spiritual ones. I pray for a hunger and thirst for God's word. I pray, glory to God, for anointing for those that are in need of a job, in need of, glory to God, promotion, those that are in need of their finances, those that are in need of their children or loved ones, glory to God, for salvation and deliverance, for a change for that. I pray for encouragement for them. If there are some weak places and some things they've been believing God for in their lives, that God will bless, and it'll be their season and time that they're casting their cares and yielding themselves and availing themselves to the Lord, that those things are going to turn around in their favor. I pray, glory to God, this is going to be a blessed and marvelous and prosperous year, spiritually, naturally, and physically. And I pray against every demonic and death demon, every incident, accident, mishap, chaos, confusion, every trap and step he's trying to set up against us. We bind it up in the name of Jesus and our loved ones. We pray, speak life, we speak health, we speak wholeness, we speak peace, we speak holding on to the promise, we speak that you continue to decree and declare what thus says the Lord. We pray against fear and fretfulness and anxiety attacks and all kind of any insomnia or whatever else the enemy is trying to bring. We bind it up, take authority. We curse and cancel that cancer demon, that heart attack, stroke, aneurysms, all kind of stuff with the pancreas and this and that and all kind of other things that are going on in the female body. Things, glory to God, that were trying to go against arthritis in their bones or anything else in their head or either mental capacity or whatever, long-term, short-term memory, everything he tried to come attack, we bind it up and take authority. Glory to God, even for those that feel lonely or in despair, that spirit to try to attach itself periodically, we curse and cancel that too and bind it up and take authority and command it to go back to the dry place. Anyone that even in the midst was doing one thing good over here, doing this good and overcoming and triumphant and victorious and this and that, but still being rebellious or stubborn and some things that I say do and not doing, I pray, glory to God, you know, convict their hearts too, that they'll yield and avail themselves in every area and let go and let God so they can do the work of the kingdom in every area of their lives. Help us all, God, so we will let the Spirit of the Lord have free reign. And those things, glory to God, if we allow anybody to manipulate us or feel intimidated by, we command that to be bound up and loose from them in the name of Jesus, that they will be able to soar to whatever height God wants them to go and let God's will be done in them. And they'll accomplish and achieve. They won't forfeit, glory to God, their birthright and their promise is that God has for them. In Jesus' name, and for me too as well, I glorify you and magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.
and amen. Is there anything else that the Lord placed upon anybody's heart before we close tonight? If not, we're going to be blessings upon you and shalom, shalom. Continue to keep the different ones in prayer as well as yourself and this ministry, and we're going forward, Lord, to God, and still doing with us at the Lord. And as God bless you to come online, continue to think about others and so forth. Sometimes it may not be that they're praying, but it may be that something is being said and have happened. Many times it's something that through the prayers has encouraged and built their hearts and caused their lives to be changed too as well. So share the numbers. Share over to God as God bless you in testimonies and other things and people, some that come to mind that you've been praying about that we may have not been calling up lately and because we get requests all the time. Keep those in mind when it comes to mind. Just pray and intercede. We believe in God for change and thank God for the healing and deliverance of some that we may have let slip by. Help us, God, to remember so we can check back on and call and encourage. And whether they have connected to prayer line is not just our everyday life, that whatever God has found our hand to do. So I just pray your encouragement and pray continued blessings upon you and peace and joy in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Sounds like a little fool in that, huh? Oh, praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to say so long since I'm not hearing from anybody else saying anything, so I guess we've uncovered everything, and praise the Lord.
So long.
And amen, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen.
Shalom.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom.
All right. Shalom. Good night.
Good night.
Shalom. Lord, God bless. Shalom. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah.
Amen, Pastor.
Amen. Praise God.